אנגלית שאלון ה' בוד יול אי גרסה א', חורף תשע"א, 2011. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה אחזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the report below and then answer questions 1 to 7. A journey to nowhere. Imagine being locked in a small space with 5 other people for 500 days. Your communication with the outside world is very limited, and you have to eat frozen baby food. It may not sound like much fun, but believe it or not, when a job with these conditions was advertised 2 years ago, there were over 6,000 applicants. The 6 men who were chosen are now taking part in the 3rd stage of Mars 500, a project that will help scientists understand how humans would deal with the psychological and physical challenges of the long flight to Mars. Such knowledge is vital because space agencies hope to be able to send an expedition to the distant planet within 20 years. The 6 men have been living together in a mock spacecraft in a Moscow research center since June 3, 2010. Although the spacecraft will never leave Earth, they will remain in total isolation for 500 days, the duration of a real expedition to Mars. And they will have to manage with whatever they have since no additional supplies or equipment will be provided during that period. All this is part of the attempt by the organizers to make everything as realistic as possible. The crew members work long shifts around the clock, conducting experiments and ensuring that all the instruments are functioning properly. During their free time, they can entertain themselves with films, books, and games. However, they have neither comfort nor privacy. The sleeping areas, for example, are very cramped, and the men are constantly monitored by means of wires attached to the head and body. The 2 previous stages of the project were much shorter, the first lasting only 14 days, and the second 105. But even the idea of being isolated for 500 days did not deter the participants in Stage 3. As crew member Diego Urbina proudly explained, "When the very first human being steps on Mars, I will be able to say, yeah, I helped do that." Questions. Answer questions 1 to 7 in English according to the report. In questions 3 and 4, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What do we learn from lines 1 to 8? Put a V by the 2 correct answers. 1. Why the number of applicants is surprising. 2. Where the job was advertised. 3. How the 6 men were chosen. 4. How the 6 men will deal with the challenges. 5. What the purpose of the project is. 6. What scientists know about conditions on Mars. 2. Complete the sentence according to lines 9 to 14. We can understand that the project is called Mars 500 because an expedition to Mars, 3. What information is given about the crew members in lines 15 to 19? 1. How they feel about the project. 2. What experiments they do. 3. How they spend their time. 4. Why they need to be monitored. 4. In lines 15 to 19, the writer describes, 1. The participants in the project. 2. The conditions in the spacecraft. 3. The results of isolation. 4. The flight to Mars. 5. Give 2 difficulties that the men in the spacecraft have to deal with. Take your answers from 2 different paragraphs in lines 9 to 23. 6. What can we understand from Diego Urbina's words, lines 20 to 23? Complete the sentence. We can understand why he, 7. The title of the report is A Journey to Nowhere. Copy a fact from the text that explains this title. Note, the exam continues on page 6. Part 2, Access to Information from Spoken Text.
בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד חורף, תשע"א 2011, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה'. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה, השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, People at Work. With me in the studio today is William Brown, who will be telling us something about his job. Hello, William.
Hello.
Tell me, what exactly do you do?
I write the short texts that you find on greeting cards, those cards with messages that you give friends or relatives on their birthday or on other special occasions.
You know, I've always wondered how professional card writers decide what to write. After all, you don't actually know the people you're writing for.
No, of course not, but I do know the feelings that everyone shares, the emotions we all experience on those special days. Think, for example, of the happiness and excitement that young people feel when they pass their driving test. It's my job to express such feelings, and that is quite a challenge. You see, on the one hand, the message on the card has to sound very personal. The person who buys the card has to feel that it says exactly what he or she wants it to. On the other hand, we at the card company obviously want the same card to appeal to thousands of different people.
I see. So tell me, how do you come up with your ideas?
Often it's just a matter of chance. I can come across something in a novel or a magazine I happen to be reading. Or sometimes I hear a line on TV that gives me an idea. But then I have to turn it into something original that can go on a greeting card. That's why we work in teams. I present the idea to the other members of the team, and they give me advice on how I should develop it. After that, I sit down and actually write the message. And that's not easy.
Why? What's so hard about it?
Well, I specialize in humorous writing, so whatever idea or emotion I want to convey, I have to think of a funny way to say it. And I must also keep my audience in mind. Let's say I'm developing a new line of birthday cards. My boss tells me who I'm writing the cards for. That is, what kind of people will buy them and who they'll give them to. A card that a teenage girl sends to her friend will be very different from one that a grandmother chooses for her grandson. The emotions are different. The language is different. Even the humor is different. It takes a great deal of work to find just the right words, so I often spend days or even weeks on one card. And after all that effort, the card may still get rejected. It won't be used if my boss decides it's not funny enough or if the message isn't clear. But most of my cards do reach the market, and there is a huge sense of pride when a card I've worked on so hard becomes a bestseller.
Yes, I can imagine. Now, one more question. What's the secret of success?
Well, you can never be sure what will appeal to people. Sometimes it's a special feature or a really funny text. But even if a card makes people laugh, they won't buy it if it doesn't convey exactly what they want to say. I think the most popular cards are the ones that are the most original. But there's really no recipe for success. Let's just say that the writers of greeting cards need something their cards often wish other people. Lots of luck.
Thank you, William. That was really interesting. And to you, listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע את הכמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית. ועתה השידור השני.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, People at Work. With me in the studio today is William Brown, who will be telling us something about his job. Hello, William.
Hello.
Tell me, what exactly do you do?
I write the short texts that you find on greeting cards, those cards with messages that you give friends or relatives on their birthday or on other special occasions.
You know, I've always wondered how professional card writers decide what to write. After all, you don't actually know the people you're writing for.
No, of course not, but I do know the feelings that everyone shares, the emotions we all experience on those special days. Think, for example, of the happiness and excitement that young people feel when they pass their driving test. It's my job to express such feelings, and that is quite a challenge. You see, on the one hand, the message on the card has to sound very personal. The person who buys the card has to feel that it says exactly what he or she wants it to. On the other hand, we at the card company obviously want the same card to appeal to thousands of different people.
I see. So tell me, how do you come up with your ideas?
Often it's just a matter of chance. I can come across something in a novel or a magazine I happen to be reading. Or sometimes I hear a line on TV that gives me an idea. But then I have to turn it into something original that can go on a greeting card. That's why we work in teams. I present the idea to the other members of the team and they give me advice on how I should develop it. After that, I sit down and actually write the message. And that's not easy.
Why? What's so hard about it?
Well, I specialize in humorous writing, so whatever idea or emotion I want to convey, I have to think of a funny way to say it. And I must also keep my audience in mind. Let's say I'm developing a new line of birthday cards. My boss tells me who I'm writing the cards for. That is, what kind of people will buy them and who they'll give them to. A card that a teenage girl sends to her friend will be very different from one that a grandmother chooses for her grandson. The emotions are different. The language is different. Even the humor is different. It takes a great deal of work to find just the right words, so I often spend days or even weeks on one card. And after all that effort, the card may still get rejected. It won't be used if my boss decides it's not funny enough or if the message isn't clear. But most of my cards do reach the market, and there is a huge sense of pride when a card I've worked on so hard becomes a bestseller.
Yes, I can imagine. Now, one more question. What's the secret of success?
Well, you can never be sure what will appeal to people. Sometimes it's a special feature or a really funny text. But even if a card makes people laugh, they won't buy it if it doesn't convey exactly what they want to say. I think the most popular cards are the ones that are the most original. But there's really no recipe for success. Let's just say that the writers of greeting cards need something their cards often wish other people. Lots of luck.
Thank you, William. That was really interesting. And to you, listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.
Answer questions 8 to 13 according to the broadcast. In questions 9 and 12, follow the instructions. In the other questions, circle the number of the correct answer. The greeting card writer. 8. William says he knows what to write in his cards because 1. He took a writing course. 2. He understands how people feel. 3. He has a lot of experience. 4. He knows a lot of people. 9. Where does William get his ideas for greeting cards? Give one answer. 10. What does William explain about working in a team? 1. Why teamwork is new for him. 2. Why teamwork is hard for him. 3. How the team helps him. 4. How often the team meets. 11. William gives the example of the teenage girl and the grandmother to show that 1. Certain age groups are hard to write for. 2. Not everyone likes funny messages. 3. People of all ages buy greeting cards. 4. Different people want different messages. 12. According to William, why might a card get rejected? Give one reason. 13. What do we learn from William's last answer? 1. It's hard to know which card will be popular. 2. Funny cards are the most popular. 3. Most cards don't become very popular. 4. Cards that wish people luck are usually popular.
בהצלחה.